half a problem statement.
Okay.
That totally makes sense.
Well, is everyone happy with, if I, you can look at what I've already started to write up for the problem statement. Mm-hmm. It's on the copy that Hirosh has.
You can always add.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
it's right there.
I think one person, in this case, you.
Oh,
you have a good idea of what the situation is, what we want from it.
And it's only a draft, you know, if somebody really disagrees.
I just don't, I just don't want to.
And the more we say about it, the better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, please, the most you would have, the element you don't agree with, I think should be in there. Because I'll be putting words in there. I don't want to put words into people's mouths that they don't agree with. We have to work on our goal, too, and maybe we should do that as a group, because Gloria had the good point that it seems to presumes that restoration is a definite outcome. And I tried working on it last night, and I was getting nowhere.
It's just the first sentence she doesn't like.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not that she doesn't like what we're saying. It's just how we're saying it. We've got to sort of put a spin on it that is more open-ended.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard, or I was having trouble without losing the integrity of what we're saying or sounding, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there isn't. Gloria really has a job in there.
I was let's see. What I tried to do is to work from the problem, sort of the problem statement, into a goal. And we have a sentence in the problem statement now that says, that identifies Meander's goal as to improve the diversity and quality of fisheries and wildlife habitat, as well as the aesthetic and recreational quality of the river, while minimizing the impacts to the riparian landowners and agricultural interests. And then we say in our objective is sort of to provide provide stuff to Meanders,
mm-hmm.
and that Meanders doesn't have the resources to undertake it. And so I was trying to sort of combine those three things into our goal, that we are sort of serving as, that we're gonna, provide this information, to assist Meanders, in their sort of in their goal to improve this, that, and the other thing. I don't know what you guys think about that approach.
I think it doesn't address the Gloria's concern.
Yeah.
I think what she wants is to more specifically say something like, in nice words, that we will be presenting them with a package of information, and that they could do with it as they please, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that so that way we're objective, we're unbiased, we're detached from the whole thing. We don't say restoration is good, restoration is bad,
right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find something that I wrote.
Why don't we just define as our goal?
Well, I think one way to maybe make it easier is in the problem statement we define Meander's objectives, and I think that's good. And I don't think we need to really rehash those in our goal.
Okay.
So maybe we can just say, given Meander's goals as stated in the or as described in the problem or in section 1.1 or whatever, the problem statement. Our the purpose of this project is to to explore the option of restoring meanders,
mm-hmm.
or restore the watershed, something like that.
If we just eliminate the part of the goal or the meanders, mm-hmm. from here, you know, the part of mm-hmm. what they do, you know, I think we would have removed the thing.
Okay.
Removed,
so you would just
the bad part.
So you would just say,
instead of, you know, to assist them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not assist them. Let's just give them the thing.
Okay. So just provide. That was the problem I was having. When I would just try to take it out, then you would sort of lose the... How about if we just took a whole different slant and said something like, the goal of this project is to evaluate the existing conditions of the watershed, predict possible change, predict changes that changes from rehabilitation, or predict changes that could occur from rehabilitation, and the pros and cons of those changes on the economy, ecology, and social structure.
Yeah.
And then to provide this information to the meanders in the form of a feasibility evaluation or a feasibility assessment.
That's good.
Does that sound
mm-hmm.
better?
Yeah.
Just no way around trying to work this out.
You can just rephrase
this.
Just write it up here or something so you can play it down a bit. So. To evaluate existing conditions, or
yeah,
we can change it.
Yeah,
or yeah, I think assess. Identify. I don't know. Assess kind of sounds like you're gonna judge it.
Yeah.
Future rehabilitation effort?
No, well, then that's getting into the presumption.
Yeah.
To say future
that's
rehabilitation. Yeah, and that's why they just ended it there.
Okay.
So that was more open-ended.
Yeah.
I could.
Any wordings that people, I mean, I put in parentheses these words. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I just, those are the things that came in my head. I don't know what was thought.
I came across, I know we had problems with pros and cons before.
Yeah.
What about practical possibilities and limitations?
Okay.
I don't know. It was just another.
Practical opportunities?
Possibilities.
Did you want this?
Yes. Cool. Or maybe, you know, even just possibilities and limitations or something, I don't know.
What do you guys think? Does that get away from the presumptiveness of?
Yeah, we're not biased now. It just seems to go on and on and on.
Yeah.
What is a disability study?
It's, I mean, I think you can, I don't think there's any set definition of a feasibility study, but essentially you're just identifying the limitations and constraints of a proposed, proposed project to determine whether or not it, you know, and then depending on what you consider your ultimate constraint. Is it financial? Is it public acceptance? I think it's, you know, based on your constraints, can this project be done?
I was thinking we could even maybe just cut the middle sentence out.
Okay.
Because that's kind of all within predict potential changes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could just predict potential changes to the ecology, economy, and communities that may result from rehabilitation.
Or, you know, we could essentially leave this out,
yeah, cause
for the object, and leave that as part of our objectives.
Yeah, I think that's good. Just broaden.
What if we put in here to predict potential changes, you know, limitations and possibilities?
I think if we're gonna do the whole like start narrow and expand as we go out, if we just leave it as potential changes. Because I think the limitations and possibilities
or
are kind
constraints.
Of like, or constraints. And I think that's sort of if we leave in the last sentence in the form of a feasibility
okay.
assessment,
but
that's kind of implied.
That's including this.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my take on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
valid.
What I think is the feasibility encompasses most of what is there, yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, the first sentence.
So we say the goal is. What?
I mean, the first sentence is basically our goal, is to, like,
yes.
predict potential changes.
Right.
And then give it to them, give them a report and educational material.
Identify, I don't like the word identify.
Okay.
Identify it like pinpoint a few aspects of the thing. You see what I'm saying? Obviously my English is not so good because I think the perfect word that I pictured there was assessment.
Okay.
And but then Morris says that assessment implies a judgment component.
The problem is that when you get into syntax, it becomes whoever's reading it is going to interpret things. It's just exactly you and Morris interpreted the assessment differently, and interpret identify differently. So it's going to be hard when you get into those words like that. It's sort of hard to make sure that, you know, that word is going to mean the same thing to everyone who reads it. Consider. That sounds a little fluffy.
Is to describe or
yeah,
research?
Describe is better.
Much research. Better. Describe.
But describe also implies basically that all the information and all the things that are laid out, right? And we just come up and describe them. What about determine? No.
Determine's very rigid.
Yeah.
We may not determine it, you know, but we may come up with a lot of...
Examine? That's kind of like...
I think that's a little bit better, I would agree. Okay. You like examine? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? Examine.
More like explore.
How about explore?
What about analyze?
That's very
yeah.
explore is kind of neat. Explore to me is more of a journey. It's kind of like you don't know what you're gonna find. You don't know, you know, and there's like sort of no defined endpoint to exploring. It's just. Examine, when I think of examine, I think of someone looking under a microscope.
Okay.
All right? So almost. That's sort of like the third, or a doctor examines.
Right.
Describe, I think, of sort of being more literary, that is the verbiage that you use is descriptive, is conveying your senses into language.
Yeah. I don't like the last two.
Like describe and research.
Research, yeah. I like the
you know, we can digest this for a little while,
right.
Put a word in there for now,
yeah.
And then if we think of something better,
yeah.
Or change our mind.
Let's just put explore in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a preference right now?
Yeah, can explore and examine. Yeah. I think explore.
Okay.
Hiroshi, do you have this?
Allow
you like explore?
I think all the words are preferable for me. But I understand the difference of meaning. So, but
The choice of word, choice of word, it pretty exchange them. So
yeah.
So
of these two, do you have a preference?
Yeah, of course I have my favorite word, but I don't know my choice is more appropriate.
Well, what is your choice?
Okay, okay. So, I prefer explore.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, that's why the current and historical conditions are not so clear, I think. So we must search what are the current and historical conditions. So explore is more appropriate.
Yeah. Okay.
Historical conditions.
Well,
or characteristics.
I left that open. That would be a word that we characteristics.
I don't like this.
It's for status, state. I think characteristics is good because we're looking at the whole system.
How about, the other thing I had written down,
is to use watershed approach to
good to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll work on the literature review stuff.
Yeah.
And then fill in the objectives for the economics.
Yeah, all my stuff. And
do you need Gloria's comments?
Yeah.
Because I think those are most applicable to you, and these ones we couldn't copy. I have some stuff written on here.
I want to.
But do you guys want to meet the three of us at all over the weekend, or just wait until Monday?
I want to meet.
Okay.
I want to meet, but I want to meet when we have something.
Okay. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.
Sunday evening.
Yeah, Sunday at about 5.
What's your schedule on Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday.
You have 7 meetings.
Yeah,
like last week.
I will have a meeting at 11 a.m.
Okay.
So only this.
Is 5 o'clock good?
Okay, no problem.
Because I have a meeting at 8 p.m. here.
Okay.
So I want to have 3 hours is good for me to work on this.
Okay.
And then go straight to the other thing.
Okay.
Without having to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
So Sunday, 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside OAP?
Okay.
Those are Gloria's cover letter kind of thing, but these are Paul's comments.
Oh yeah.
Do you want just give him this one?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, his are kind of this handwriting, and George's are in there too.
His are the more blocky.
Yeah.
Mine's the more curly.
These are the ones in capital.
Yeah.
one of the ones that have a lot of scribbles through them and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll see you guys on Sunday.
Okay.
Did you do well last night?
Who else won? I only know that Minnesota won and that...
all the favorites won.
Okay, then I did.
One, two.
Utah didn't matter because I had Wake instead of Utah. But
one
then...
Versus two, one versus two. Three of the four games went to overtime.
Yeah. And I watched the end of the Minnesota.
Kentucky was the only...
I fell asleep. Kentucky's was boring. They were like, winning too easily.
Kentucky was the only one. UCLA was losing by 16 at one point. They came back.
So that wasn't good. I had Iowa State winning when I had UCLA.
They came back.
Like
in the last second.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah.
What time did it go over?
Like a
20-minute period.
It was so weird.
The
they were up by. They were up by.
By.
So
if you're having a problem
breaking UCLA. With like 4 seconds left.
I've
right?
always heard that the 120-minute games were because they have to make them so thick.
They fouled them out. I was
cool.
They
fouled
them out. He went and
yeah,
right.
I don't know.
Next one. Two UCLA guys got the rebound and they were fighting for the ball.
Yeah.
And so the guy who had the ball, it was a very questionable ball. Like what Copa was. So the ball was given back
to Iowa.
So Iowa State with 4 seconds down one. So they inbound from the
okay.
I think so. We'll talk about it. We can talk about it.
Okay.
I don't think we've decided yet, but I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah. Physical task missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's work on getting the methods,
mm-hmm.
the objectives and the methods down,
mm-hmm.
and then we can worry about the tasks later.
Okay.
I think we're going to go, you know, as the whole idea progresses.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Gloria gave us great information.
Mm-hmm. This was Paul.
Uh-huh. Green lighting
is George.
George. Okay.
I had an idea for this. The goal is to use a watershed approach to explore the current and historical characteristics of the Dowagiac River system and to predict potential changes. Does it come out? Oh,
yeah.
It's still working.
Oh,
it's battery.
It's just there. Well, that's okay.
No,
well, no,
Hiroshi, I think that's okay.
I can. But there's one behind you there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Hiroshi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just plug it in over here and then George won't have to. Now Morris can.
Okay, well, I can get Morris.
To predict potential changes that may result from rehabilitation.
Or that could.
That could. Yeah, that's good, because then it's more less.
Sure,
think and.
And then directly into this, what information will be provided to Meanders in the form of a feasibility assessment and educational materials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Feroshi, do you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Is that written down somewhere?
Yeah.
Again.
I can put that, I'll put that in. Actually. Sid.
Goal is to explore the current historical characteristics of the geologic system using a watershed approach. No,
I like it
like that better.
Yeah, I like the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you want to say watershed approach or watershed based?
What, but watershed based
approach? Yeah. I don't know.
I've heard it like so many different ways.
I think it's fine.
I think it really, I think
yeah.
it's just adding a word in there
yeah.
I don't think we really need.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it used watershed based, watershed approach. I've heard a couple other different ways.
Do you want to get together just like you and I on Monday morning and sort of like we did last week and just sort of put everything together?
Yeah, we could do that.
Well,
you have class Monday morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you and I are the only ones that
okay.
can meet on Monday.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Pull it together, and then any extra time we have, we can
yeah.
maybe play around with.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Before print the gift,
yeah.
2 and 2 is necessary or not?
No, I don't think it is necessary, because we're not... 2 would mean... well,
I was having
it could. I mean, yeah. I was trying to get rid of some of the twos.
Yeah.
But how
I
do
think
you read it might impact
if
it?
You shorten out some of the phrases, the goal is to identify and predict potential changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the way I was looking at it.
Yeah.
So it's like these are two. This is not necessarily contingent on this.
Okay.
This is like step one.
Uh-huh.
And step two.
And predict.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why
the,
with
okay.
the comma there, you would sort of read it as two
okay,
separate.
Hiroshi, it's one of the finer points of
uh-huh.
grammar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
it's
very stylistic
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
also.
Okay.
And. At least that's the way I
yeah.
don't really know why.
The goal is to use a watershed approach. I think the goal is using a watershed approach to explore the... No?
That would be is
by...
The goal is by...
By using a
watershed
approach.
Explore...
Yeah,
true. Goal is fine. Or
I don't think the goal is to use a watershed
approach. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's one of you could put it here and then say the goal is to explore the current and historical
uh-huh.
characteristics of the Geologic River system and predict potential changes that could result from the... No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Problem is that if you put it either here or here,
uh-huh.
then you sort of lose that it goes to both because of the way we have it separated. I know what you're saying, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think with you have this two here and this two here, I think that makes it okay.
Okay.
That the goal isn't the watershed approach.
Uh-huh. No.
The goal is to use the watershed approach to do these other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to your question?
Yeah.
But we can take a further look at that as we move along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get some stuff. So I've got about half an hour left that I can stay.
Okay.
Should we work on the objectives or? I just sort of figure out who's going to work on what, or I guess you kind of already did that.
What was that, Morris?
Do we want to go over the objectives or figure out who's going to work on which part? Or we kind of work on our own parts, I guess, but... Paul's got a comment here. This
doesn't
include a riparian component. It should, but if we look at the watershed approach, it
and we also say that the Wajak River system.
Yeah.
I think that
okay.
We just started to work on that here,
yeah.
And I think maybe we can bring that into our objectives.
Okay.
Because we took out. We took out restoring meanders.
Okay.
Which is what he was
yeah.
commenting to.
Okay.
I think we bring this into our problem statement and our objectives and that, and just make it clear up front. And also, we wanted to also bring in water quality. Because Gloria mentioned that. I think, did I put it there? Oh, yeah.
No, water quality, yeah. Okay. So. I guess our objectives are still to determine how rehabilitation will change the physical attributes of the river.
You want to work? Let's work off
yeah.
that copy.
Yeah. What about?
I'm using green. We should all pick a color.
Oh. That sort of stands out.
Oh, okay.
You can use blue.
So, with this goal in mind, do we want to add in an objective to explore the current and historical characteristics, and then and have that as a goal or an objective, and then to lead on from that.
Okay.
I don't know.
current. And then this would be 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
Okay.
Determine how
you want to
restoration.
Fix that rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Change the physical attributes of the river.
Now, Paul was concerned that objective 2 and objective 3 need to be more clearly defined.
Mm-hmm. Right, or why don't we, since they are, I mean, there's a fine point between sort of identifying things and judging them.
Yeah.
Do we just want to combine them?
We could either combine them, or I just simply put in, you know, we could say instead of identify, quantify, it's kind of hard. It depends how you define.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, one sort of, you know, Paul knew what we were talking about.
Right.
Which is that one is sort of more, you know, what are the effects? And the other one's more, okay, now that we know what they are, what does it mean?
In the big picture.
You know,
that's
sort of like, this is sort of more of a trade-off or cost-benefit,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these words
yeah.
that we threw in there. And this is more, okay, you know, this is, I think the reason why we wanted to keep them separate was that, you know, we wanted to first just say what they are without any judgment on them.
Right, okay.
And then to provide
yeah.
some sense of judgment.
Right.
Here.
Okay. Maybe,
establish, no,
like assign or just decide whether they're, basically we're going to decide whether they're
evaluate the strengths and weaknesses, or evaluate the practical possibilities and pros and cons. Identify or evaluate. I mean, evaluate, I think, doesn't say whether or not you're going to quantitatively or qualitatively
right.
determine. It just says that you're going to make some sort of an assessment on it.
I think that's the word I want to say.
Yeah. So
evaluate?
Just try to evaluate there. And let's just leave it really, really simple and
yeah.
evaluate
mm-hmm.
the
okay.
trade-offs or the costs and benefits. And this one will be, go back to this one.
This is,
Where does it start?
This is identifying.
Okay, identify. We could change that again, to change it to explore. Or,
identify.
Examine. Examine possible effects.
Okay. Examine possible effects of restoration. Because that's, examines like,
okay,
you're looking, you're sort of judging them.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, well, okay, take
that.
Okay. It's the same thing we were just doing.
Right.
I don't think explore quite works there, though.
No. Maybe list.
Support.
Mm-hmm.
isn't evaluate appropriate?
We're sort of trying to distinguish
mm-hmm.
between this objective
mm-hmm.
and this objective.
Mm-hmm.
So we used evaluate
okay.
here as being more of a systematic look at it,
uh-huh.
where this is more of just okay, what's out there based on our research and our knowledge of the watershed.
Okay.
Can you put that in there, or just write it like
I'm
research?
Sorry, what was that?
Like based, just so I remember those words, based on our research and knowledge of it.
The system?
Yeah, just leave it there in case you want to stick something like that in there.
Okay. Can you predict possible effects of restoration?
That's more the next one. It's more predicting.
This
is more predicting.
Yeah, so I was thinking here, predict possible effects.
Okay.
I just took it from down there.
Yeah, okay. No, that sounds good. Predict.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we use up there? Yeah. Predict or potential, possible.
Predict possible effects of restoration on the social, socioeconomic world.
Okay, predict possible. Let's just put it in there. Predict possible changes that could result from rehabilitation. That's where we'll put our box there. See this box?
This is what it is.
Okay.
Predict
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's objective three.
Yeah.
And then objective four is here.
Okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Sounds good. And then for this one, then for objective four is to evaluate practical possibilities.
Hmm? No. This is pros and cons.
Yeah. And so is this one. I just changed the page.
Okay.
This is evaluate pros and cons.
Right. Isn't practical possibilities this one?
I was thinking of using that as a synonym for pros and cons, and possibilities and limitations.
Oh, okay.
But, no, what were you saying?
That's fine. No, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe not practical, but possibilities and limitations instead of pro and con.
Yeah. Just throw it in there with our other words.
Yeah.
Well,
I like limitations, but I don't like possibilities. Okay, so that's evaluate pros and cons of the changes identified in objective three. Okay. And objective five, this is identify changes impacts to agriculture resulting from the rehabilitation. Really.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should
just do including agriculture in up here?
Well, I sort of agree more with Paul on that than Gloria, that I think we want to sort of identify agriculture
mm-hmm.
on its own right because of the fact that it is,
right.
It is so critical. I think it's sort of politically
correct.
A good move
yeah.
to make. That we're not just looking at, that agriculture is not just part of the ecology equation, but it's
mm-hmm.
its own
right.
factor.
It's true. I just got a crossover between ecology and social.
Yeah,
and
it just crosses
yeah.
sort of almost everything.
Yeah.
And so you could either look, I think Gloria's idea was she was looking at it, okay, agriculture economics are going to affect agriculture.
Right.
And we want to look at is just the whole potential for agriculture,
mm-hmm.
not just, you know, how is this going to, how is rehabilitation going to affect agriculture, but just sort of what are the what is the agricultural potential in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we explain this, if we don't just leave it as a sentence, and
right.
they were saying to sort of fill these in, you know,
yeah.
that if we fill it in and say, you know, we could put a qualifying statement there that this has been identified as its own, you know, as a separate objective because of the importance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the importance
yeah.
to Meander's group and the watershed as a whole to consider the agricultural potential in the region and the relationship to rehabilitation,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I think Gloria just saw it sort of floating out there.
Yeah.
And didn't really know why it was on its own.
Especially since there wasn't anything underneath it.
Right. This is, I guess it's sort of a vision based on the fact that neither of them had a lot of comments, that this is more of the style that they tended to be receptive to as being sort of a filled in paragraph. Objective form.
I think so, as opposed to bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying something about bullets before. Maybe if we can just some of these
bullet. They kind of said tasks are bulleted,
bullets.
And
yeah.
objectives should be more of a paragraph.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I guess we should maybe we should fill in Hirosh a little bit on.
Mm-hmm.
What we talked about yesterday before you came. One of their concerns that you
okay.
might have seen in reading was differentiating between the objectives,
uh-huh.
the methods, and the tasks, and that the way it reads now, they sort of, it's not clear the distinction, even though we have them sort of in different sections, they all sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
Our objectives
yeah,
sound the
yeah.
same as our methods.
As Gloria mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the way that we sort of all of us decided that the methods are more conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the objectives are more conceptual.
Okay.
Sort of like in a paragraph,
uh-huh.
explaining you know why you want to do this, and the methods are more sort of the applied
mm-hmm.
process. We to achieve this objective, we will do X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
And then the tasks. They said sort of was to leave that loose for now. They're more of like it will take us this amount of time and these sorts of things in order to fulfill this method. So
mm-hmm.
method one might be to collect historical information.
Okay,
so that might be a method.
Mm-hmm.
Then the task will be go to the town halls,
okay.
get maps. You know, research history
more
of the
more
town.
Specific
yeah.
activities.
Yeah. Right. So
yeah.
you get
yeah.
more. You go from being general to more specific.
Okay.
And
good.
That's the scope of the whole thing is as you go through
uh-huh.
the actually from the it's project like approach goals is sort of general. Like
okay.
this is pretty general.
Okay.
Yes. And then as you go down each level,
mm-hmm.
expand, get more
mm-hmm.
specific,
mm-hmm.
until you get down to your tasks,
oh.
which is exactly what you're
mm-hmm.
going to do, where you're gonna,
okay.
who you're going to talk
okay.
to, what information you're going to gather, that sort of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what we're gonna focus on objectives, predominantly objectives, and then methods, and we'll worry about tasks
mm-hmm.
a little bit
okay.
later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then timeline. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I could imagine from Gloria's comment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did we talk about yesterday? Let me backtrack here. I can see a problem coming up between Paul's style of writing, and he wanted the
yeah.
sort of the the findings of the first, or the beginning of the paragraph, where Gloria may be used to more a normal type of writing, where it's sort of, I don't know. But I don't know if she would agree with that or not. Did we talk about that?
We didn't get into that, and I think they're gonna have, that's something that they're gonna have to decide amongst themselves.
Right.
And then as far as what they want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where Paul's coming from, but then at the same time, you think about what this is being used for. It's not gonna be used by in a journal or to a
right.
state agency. It's going to a bunch of just citizens.
Right.
So I think we're going to have to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
The writing style. Paul was suggesting a much more scientific
mm-hmm.
writing format.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't know whether that fits in with Gloria, how she envisions it, the writing style. So we didn't have to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Gloria mentioned our literature review.
Mm-hmm.
She said our literature review is not so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned.
Right. Look, Jose is going to take care of that.
Uh-huh.
We liked her comment here,
uh-huh.
where she, where is it?
About halfway down.
Yeah, about halfway down. This part that she wrote
in quotes.
In
okay.
quotes. We liked that. And Jose was going to try to write up part of the literature review
uh-huh.
in that format.
Okay.
And then if you can come up with a list of areas that we want to research.
Not so much specific articles,
mm-hmm.
but
topics.
Yeah.
River flow, transport of sediments,
mm-hmm.
Effects of agricultural runoff.
Yeah.
On water quality.
Okay. So
broad topics.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could come up with a list of broad topics that
mm-hmm.
we could look into.
Okay.
That for this.
Okay.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. And we can help out too.
So she told us to choose our interest topic.
I'm sorry, and what topic?
Okay, she told us to choose some topic which we have interest in.
Okay. I think what she said was we just had a list
mm-hmm.
of different
mm-hmm.
Sources, and this doesn't tell you much.
Okay.
And you know, you start reading and you get to the second one and you don't want to read anymore because it doesn't tell you anything.
She wants to know where we're going with the literature.
Okay.
Not what literature we
mm-hmm.
have. So she's not so concerned with a bibliography as she is what topics are relevant to our study
mm-hmm.
and
so
that we will be researching those.
So she wants to know based on such literature, what we want to know,
mm-hmm.
such stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Like what information we intend to get out of a literature
okay.
review.
Okay.
Okay, so that was objective 6 was pretty good. Prepare materials and programs that will inform communities about and involve in the rehabilitation process. Develop approaches for informing, sharing community education. Okay, that sounds good. The research questions and hypotheses.
I could
10 minutes.
Okay. Why don't we, what was your, I still didn't quite get a sense, maybe just Paul doesn't know yet how he feels about it, but that you don't really have to have a scientific hypothesis
right.
and to test it. He was saying on one hand that that's the way things are done, but that on the other hand, it doesn't always fit.
Mm-hmm.
You following?
Yeah.
But he didn't really give us an answer to how to do it.
And
I tend to think that because we're doing a feasibility study and we're not saying we're going to come up with any definitive answer, that we don't necessarily have to test anything
right.
in a scientific hypothesis testing approach. And we should just frame it as research
questions.
And just take out the hypothesis.
Yes.
And I think sort of just leave it the way it is.
Okay.
And if you know, someone has a question about that, and we can work on it later.
Well, maybe would restoring meanders to the Dwechsen system be a feasible method for rehabilitating, as opposed to will restoring?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes.
And then that's not as definite that it's going to happen.
Or we've got to get rehabilitation, get meanders out of there and change
yeah.
it.
Would
rehabilitation to achieving meanders goals
of the Dwadish
River system
of the Dwadish River system
be a feasible
method.
Endeavor or feasible approach?
For
meanders, because we're just, you know, we're trying to answer. Their question is rehabilitation the way to go?
Yeah. For meanders to
pursue,
take or pursue.
Their goal. Their goal of protecting and enhancing.
To reach their goal?
I don't think that necessarily to reach it, just to pursue it. Reaching his
goal of.
And then go back to our problem statement.
Rehabilitating and preserving the integrity of the watershed.
How about improving, or how about enhancing, protecting, improving?
And improving.
Yeah.
Improving.
And then let's go to the E and the A, the ecological and agricultural
yeah.
needs of the...
Economic... Agricultural.
Isn't it needs? Isn't that the end?
Needs of the Dwadish River system. changes resulting from rehabilitation. Or the potential cost benefits within the watershed that meanders either rehab if.
Gloria had a comment on that one. Was
yeah.
her, oh, what they took it. I think he took it.
I think he took it, but I've got a copy.
No, I think it was just a specific comment that
oh.
you had written in the margins.
Oh, okay.
About that. I commented on it, I think, on the copy that Jose has.
Okay.
She was just saying something along the lines that this assumes that this statement assumes that meanders would be restored or whatever.
Mm.
And I think I rephrased it.
Okay.
Maybe it's
okay. Methods. So I think these are tasks.
Yes.
So this is a method though. I think we can, we're not doing options, right? What did we come up with?
For what?
Restoration options, scenarios.
I think I just wrote in options as an option.
Okay.
We came up with,
Gloria indicates you don't discuss possible alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
So
we talked about that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was what we were talking about last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
what we decided, Roche, Paul seemed to think it was really important to look at it as a system,
mm-hmm.
and to almost look at the most extreme thing, which would be the entire, you know, restoration along the entire river, and to comment on what those changes will be, rather than narrow it down to one meander on,
mm-hmm.
say, that park that we visited. Because what might happen is if, for example, we look at just that park,
mm-hmm.
then there's a lot of issues that we may not be considering.
Okay.
Because it's on public land,
mm-hmm.
it's not. There's not a lot of farmland nearby,
okay.
so it may be really easy to do it there.
Mm-hmm.
It may be very hard to do it anywhere else.
Okay.
So he seemed to think it was more important to look at it from a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we also then talked about that because it's a feasibility study, we don't really need to have to suggest alternatives.
Yeah.
And this is one way to, by looking at the broad picture,
mm-hmm.
it's one way to sort of cover all the alternatives,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that anything less than that would be a possible alternative that may have less impact. And what we'll do is in the end of our study, in the conclusions,
mm-hmm.
we'll sort of make recommendations that there may be other approaches that you could take that would be have less of an impact.
Okay.
And that would sort of be our discussion,
mm-hmm.
of alternatives,
mm-hmm.
just
okay.
in a very sort of general sense.
Okay.
And Gloria, that covered, don't you think that's
yeah,
sort of what...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think with these, we need to save all of this. So we can use that in a task
yeah.
section, but for the methods, I think we need to also sort of do this in paragraph form.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, what more can you say about collect baseline information?
Say what it is. Say what the baseline information is.
Like baseline information on river flow and.
It's sort of the same stuff, but without. I guess it would be like, okay, review information sources such as aerial photographs,
okay.
historical records,
okay.
and just suggest what material is out there that you'll be looking at. Where the task would be, okay, look at an aerial photograph and try and identify
right.
historic channels.
Okay.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Maybe. What baseline information would be review historical documents, collect flow information,
review maps,
talk to people, look at photographs,
yeah.
just very general.
Yeah. Again, sort of what we, how we intend to meet our objectives.
Okay.
Would be.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that we're going to be our objective for the physical would be to get some background information or baseline information.
Mm-hmm.
But then say what that baseline information is
but not necessarily how exactly, you know, we're going to get that information. And the past would be more. So that's one thing that we'll each work on,
mm-hmm.
is the area, the stuff that we wrote up in methods. So
okay.
you did the physical,
mm-hmm.
is to sort of sort this out,
mm-hmm.
sort these things out,
okay.
into sort of, you know, how we're going to answer our objectives and our research questions, versus what. How we will answer our research questions.
We have an extra objective. We have an extra objective in here too. Because we created a new one, to gather baseline information.
Okay.
So we should move this up. And I sort of envision that as being baseline information on all of the different areas.
Yeah, you want to explain?
We created a new objective.
Mm-hmm.
Objective one, explore current and historical river system. So... yes, current and historical characteristics. Of the river system.
Okay.
I see that having information on the physical. A little bit of all four of the areas, information on all four of the areas, so like the physical, and that would be gathering your information, and then the second one was this one, determine how rehabilitation will change the physical system. So the one was get background information on it, and then two would be then predict the changes that would occur in the future. So
I was just going through what we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I do want a little bit more of a paragraph form for the methods.
Okay.
They said sort of that we need to, under methods, we need to fill in the blank a little bit, fill in, you know, connect all these things together.
Okay.
And explain how we're going to get from here to there, sort of a view of
okay.
the methods. You know, it's how we're going to get from... you know, whatever our objective is, how we're gonna get from our question that we want to answer to the answer, or how we're gonna get from the objective we want to reach. And it's
okay. So, what we're gonna do.
Okay, and the other way that it was phrased was a conceptual discussion of the approach that
mm-hmm.
you'll take.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Conceptual discussion.
Yeah.
Of approach.
Yeah.
pretty soon. Okay, so if we'll just work on the objectives and methods, is that...
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just write down... Objectives... Okay, so these might even be shorter. I don't know. Because this one doesn't even say much, so. Okay. So I can sort of expand. Okay, so do you want me to do anything else other than like just the objectives and methods? So I can find out what you guys done.
I think that's okay. Cause
okay.
We'll have whoever's working his stuff.
Okay.
And I think that's the best thing.
Okay.
People are all done.
Okay. Do you want to meet at like 8:30 on Monday?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Okay. Or what's the when do you usually get in? And I'll just.
It depends. 8:30.
Okay.
Easy enough to get
it. I didn't know whether you were there actually earlier.
I mean, I can be. Probably not then.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's for
and
Monday morning.
Monday morning.
But you can't make it Monday morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Boom.
And meet you at Nubs again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And, for Monday, when will we meet for regular class? 4 o'clock?
4:30. Oh,
4:30 is class.
We have class
yeah.
on Monday
yeah.
at 4:30.
As a master's program?
Yes.
They're going to talk about presentations.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Do you guys know yet when you'll be presenting?
I sent email.
The 31st, I think.
Yeah, on 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Between 4:30 and 6:30, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But that hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's from me. I'm seeing more people probably want to go later than early. I don't think they'll have a problem.
Morris?
Yes.
May I keep this?
Yeah, I need to make a copy though.
Okay, okay.
So I can go do that right now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for working on this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there's like 2 feet of snow up in the UP, or up
in the
north.
Yeah. You want to take my snowshoes?
No. I got so many warm clothes.
You got your waders?
Yep, those too.
See you later, Morris. Have a good weekend. Yeah, you too. Bye. So do you want to come over with me while I make a copy of that, and then I'll give it to you, or do you want me to leave it in your mail folder?
Okay.
Which is easier?
Thanks.
Would you want me to leave it in your mail folder, or do you want to just come with me?
Yeah, I would go with
you. Okay.